Stephen Smelly, S-M-E-L-L-E-Y, Stephen, 5570, today's 5:30 chip complaint. I need a physical. Mr. Smelly is a 53-year-old gentleman, pipeline worker, P-I-P-E-L-I-N-E worker, who comes in today. He states that he knows his blood pressure is elevated. He's had high blood pressure for some time, and he's been ignoring it, period. In a paragraph, he's currently taking testosterone 400 milligrams per week, and of course that's part of the reason his blood pressure is elevated. He was also told that he probably has thick blood and has ignored that as well, in quotation, period. COVID immunization, non-social. He's a pipeline worker. He's single. He has two children, two boys, 33 and 20. He's was married 24 years now. He's divorced. He's dating someone right now. He does drink excessively from time to time. He doesn't use drugs and he doesn't smoke. His father died of lung cancer. That's why he doesn't smoke. That's for family history. His father also had a myocardial infarction at age 58, and tobacco abuse and hypertension. Mom's alive, doing well. No colon cancer reported. COVID immunization, none. Medication, testosterone, 400 milligram a week. Seems somewhat extensive, but he's been receiving that from a previous physician. We're not handling that at this time. Medical problems, hypertension uncontrolled. Patient has not had anything done about this, and non-compliant surgery. Only had a pectoral tear on his right shoulder chest wall that he had repaired at one time. Allergy and drug allergy. He's awake. He's alert. He weighs 219 pounds, 96%, 98.1, 16, 122 pulse. He says he's very nervous. 184 over 106, then came down to 178 over 105. Heart positive, some positive, two tachycardic lungs, clear abdomen. Soft neck, shows no JVD, skin, shows no rash around mucosa with anilation, neurological monofocal. Abdomen is soft, lower extremity shows no edema, cardiomyocytosis. Assessment, number one, hypertension, out of control. Number two, non-compliance. Number three, check blood work, including testosterone, CBC. Number four, we'll start him on atenolol, Norman, 50 milligram, one at bedtime. Next number is his echocardiogram shows septal hypertrophy. Next number is there's fatty liver present. Next number is there's mild BPH present. Next number is because of vertigo. Most likely related to his blood pressure. We looked at his carotid. There was minimal blockage present. Next number, we also looked at his lower and upper extremity because of pain. Most likely related to his excessive workout, but no DVT or PVD was noted. Next number, we looked at his kidney to rule out renal vascular hypertension. No evidence of renal vascular hypertension was seen. Next number is thyroid within normal limits in face of malignant hypertension. Next number is abdominal aorta. Looked normal with no calcification. Excessive calcification in face of malignant hypertension. And abdominal aorta was within normal limits. Patient will come back in 3 days. Blood work was obtained, including testosterone level. He realizes that this type of blood pressure elevation can be deadly. He does not want to go to the emergency room at this time in big letters. But he will come back, have his blood pressure checked tomorrow, and then do it on a daily basis at the pharmacy and or here at our office till the blood pressure stabilizes. And today he will make an appointment to have blood drawn because of polycythemia, and we'll have an H&H done tonight, so we'll have what his results are tomorrow as well. Thank you.